Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defont LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in westerly Rhode Island, this is episode number 251 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejandro de las Podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in westerly Rhode Island. Good evening, Mr. Klinsman.
Good evening. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. You in the Christmas spirit?
Yes.
You have the tree up in the house?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Now, you do artificial, right?
Correct.
That makes sense. Because it's not like if you get a... oh, excuse me. It's not like a fake tree. It's not like there's a Christmas tree farm down there. You're going to go cut it or anything.
Like probably not. Right.
So they're all imported in, trucked in, and then they're sitting on, you know... I imagine with the heat, it probably doesn't last as long.
I wouldn't think so, because we got... I forget what she got to wrap around the light post in the porch out front, and it died like within a week. It was brown.
Yeah.
So we went to... Lowe's and got the fake stuff, which looks good because it has like fake snow on it with pine cones, so
good. Because it's a lot of snow out there to blend in with the rest
right.
of it.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
No, that's good. That's good. Keep it simple. See, I like the artificial. I mean, the real trees are nice.
Yeah, I like the smell and the look of them.
I understand why people like them. It's just a big hassle. Like, you gotta water it, the needles fall off. Taking it out of the house is a nightmare.
I was watching a YouTube video about all the house fires that start, too.
Yeah, I wonder if that's less prevalent now because of the
because
LED
of
lights.
Yeah, the technology's different, yeah, because they don't heat up.
They're not as hot as the old ones used to get, yeah. But I'm sure it still happens, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we don't... Luckily, we haven't had any fires yet in the few years.
That's good.
But, yeah.
That's good.
Our tree's very nice this year.
Where did you get it?
The farmer's daughter in Wakefield. We cut it ourselves. So we go and we cut. Did I tell the story? I think I told the story.
Yeah, you probably did, yeah.
How it was the first tree we got, first tree we saw.
It was love at first sight.
And Sarah said, I like this one, and I was just happy to cut one down. I said, I ran and got a saw. Let me get a saw, I'll cut it down before we change our mind.
Yeah. Yep. Get that thing over and done with. Because then you could be there for like 2-3 hours.
Right, and we still hung around. We got some cider donuts and we walked around the place a little bit.
So nice, like a Hallmark movie.
Oh, I know. And then we headed back. So what else is new down in Florida way?
We're getting a huge storm.
What kind of storm? Just rain? Nonstop rain?
Tons, like high winds, 40 to 50 mile an hour winds. They said it's going to be like a nor'easter.
Wow.
They said we could get 3 to 5 inches of rain.
Ooh, that's not good, right? At Christmas?
Yeah, I know.
Is that when it is? Is that when they're forecasting it right
now?
No,
it's tonight. No, it's already started.
Oh, it's right now. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's right now.
You should have just waited to fill your pool. You could have just had it.
Rainwater, I know.
Yeah. Does that mess it up? Not really, all the chemicals and everything and the filtering, I imagine.
No, I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about it overfilling.
Yeah. I mean, that'll happen, but I'm sure they pitched it so it drains and everything like that.
Yeah, but I look because the kid changed the pitch today because it's a pain to pitch it because of the hot tub.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the Infinity hot tub.
So it doesn't drain that good, the patio?
Well, no, because the regular water itself is supposed to be about an inch below the hot tub. Because they don't want it to get up into the hot tub because it'll mess up the temperature.
It just cools it down so quick.
It'll cool it down a little bit. So it's only supposed to be about an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, last weekend, we got quite a bit of rain and it was up over that area. So I drained it.
Yep.
And then I called the technician. I'm like, hey, I mean, in the summer, what do I have to drain this pool like almost every day after a 2-inch rainstorm? And he's like, no, I'll just come up and change the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because we don't have any landscaping, it's just all water
and
right
mud.
Outside where the pitch is. So
yeah.
It's probably going to stop from taking water. I might have to go out with a shovel and like dig like a little hole.
A little trench, kind of.
Yeah, because the landscaping's not going in.
Mm-hmm. And have you gone in? Have you dipped your toes in yet?
No, because we had some problems.
Oh, okay.
We had so when they start the pool up, they blow it out. Like, they start up the filter and everything, and then that blows out all the dirt, all the construction dirt
that
was stuck in those pipes. Well, the pool cleaner was supposed to come out the next day and vacuum everything out, but they only work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this pool company, because it's a part-time gig. So she didn't come out until yesterday. And when she came out, the hot tub, we couldn't use the hot tub because it was filthy.
I mean, there was
rocks and dirt and everything. So she took pictures, sent it to the tech, and then vacuumed it. And she's like, your hot tub's stained.
Oh, geez.
She's like, I'm going to get a wire brush and I'm going to try to brush it out, but... And then she did it, and it was still stained. I'm like, this is fantastic.
So, like, less than a weekend, and it's got stains. Yeah.
Yep. So, I called the tech, and he said that he would come out tomorrow, being yesterday. So, he came out today. Mm-hmm. And he originally thought he might have to drain the hot tub
right.
and acid wash it again. He's like, nah, this is no big deal. He goes, actually, a few treatments with chemicals will probably get it up, but we don't want to let it set. So, he went to his truck, and he got this thing. It was like a pipe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he put it, and, you know, the bottom part sat on where one of the stains was, and he just poured acid into that pipe.
Yeah.
And it just completely covered that stain, like it didn't come up with the water, and then he redid it on another side, like two or three sides where the stain was.
Yeah.
Let it sit for about 5 minutes, and then he got the brush, and it came right up. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Oh, nice. So nothing permanent, just a little
inconvenience,
I guess.
It was just an inconvenience. That's the only thing that was, because we wanted to do a hot tub like yesterday, because, you know, it's been a week now.
And now it's raining, of course.
And now it's raining and it's going to be miserable tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be terrible.
Yeah. But you got but everything's good now. It's all clean and everything.
No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah. My landscaper was over today and he was like, wow. He's like, you did it up. I'm like, yeah, it's really nice.
Did you, put the lights on and stuff even when you're not using it?
Yeah, I put them on at night.
You have the Christmas ones going, so it's green and red?
No, I can put some green on. I usually do the blue. The blue's really nice.
Yeah, the blue looks good, but for the next week or so, you should put the Christmas theme on.
Yeah, we have, like, green and red.
Yeah, you should do that. Just be because the people across the lake will be able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice green and red, they'll look good.
So the landscaping's going to be a pain now because of the weather.
Of course, yeah, everything's going to be muddy.
He came out today, and he was starting to work on the irrigation.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, you called, he goes, I see markings for the utilities and the sewer. He said, I don't see any for cable TV. I'm like, I don't have cable. He goes, what do you have? I'm like, I have DirecTV. I said, but I do have internet. And he's like, okay. He goes, do you have any idea where they, I said, yeah, I think I know where they ran the wire. He's like, well, it's no big deal. He goes, if I cut the wire, he said, I got the wires in my truck. I'll just replace it. He said, but I can't do fiber optics. So I'm like, yeah, I don't have cable, blah, blah, blah. So as he's leaving today, he comes back in, he knocks on the door, and I'm like, yeah. He goes, dude, he goes, Verizon Fios right in your front yard. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, there's a Verizon Fios box. I'm like, yeah, I don't have it. He goes, yeah, but they run the cabling throughout the neighborhood.
It's already there, yeah.
So it's already there. He said, it's under your, he goes, it's going through all your neighbors, to all your neighbors' yards.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right. He goes, I don't want to cut it. He said, because he said, I did, one person told me that there was no wires underneath, and I cut a cable wire, and he said the neighbors were out for 5 days. He goes, imagine how you would feel if you were out for 5 days.
Yeah, you wouldn't be too happy about
it. No, so I called the phone number, you know, the 8, where you're supposed to, it's 811.
Yeah,
so I call 811, and, you know, they're showing me online, like, where I can go, and it shows what was done. And mm-hmm. for cable and internet, it said that there was no issues, so they had to send, you know, file more paperwork to have them come and double check.
Oh, yeah. And they have to do it within, like, 48 hours or something too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yep.
The thing is, now my buddy at work, he used to be the landscaper before he started working with us, and he said a guy he knows was doing some excavating and he hit a fiber optic line. You know how much those things cost to repair?
Probably a lot.
Like $25,000.
No way.
Oh yeah, because it's all glass and it's all like the way it's not just like a cable. It's like a fiber optic kind of. It's like a main line. That he hit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you don't want to hit that thing. Besides just having the guy's cable be out for 5 days, he probably doesn't want to... Although he'd be off the hook because you guys called the 811 and they didn't do their part.
Yeah, exactly.
But if still, it's not a, you know, it's not like a small thing like, oh, well, if I hit it, I can just replace it with a $20 part.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that kind of thing.
Because that's what they do. They wire everything and then they go individually to your houses.
Yeah, that's because we have underground utilities here, so I know, like, I have the cable... In my, like, every other yard has the cable thing. Every other yard has the...
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah, so...
So every day is an adventure with you.
Mm-hmm. He goes, he goes, what do you want to do? He goes, you want to put outdoor lighting in? And I'm like, yeah, we do, but we might want to wait a little bit. And I was like, look. Know. He goes, look, here's the deal. He goes, I'm not trying to upsell you. He said, if you just want to... He goes, I can do all the wiring. He said, and if you're going to put outdoor lighting in, you want to get it done now. Just do the wiring. He said, because it's a pain in the ass once the landscaping's done. Because then he's like, now I can just go right under all the dirt.
Right.
He's like, and then just put everything on top of it. He goes, He goes, in 2 months, he's like, now I got to move all your mulch and this and that. And he said, it's a pain. He said, I can wire it all around your house. He said, what I can do is just put a couple lights. He said, like, to illuminate your palm trees in the backyard. I'm like, oh, geez, that'll be, he's like, that'll look good. And then he said, there's something that he can do inside the pool cage with, like, these little, like, hockey puck lights.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Nate, he said, it will make your lanai just pop.
I'm a landscape lighting champion.
Are you really?
At work. So I know.
So you know what he's talking about then?
Oh, yeah.
So that would look nice, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then he said he would put something on both corners of the house in the front yard to, like, hit the sides of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ugh. He's like, look, he goes, like he said, you put a lot of money into this, blah, blah, blah. He goes, if you just want to get it wired and put a couple lights, he said, you'll have the opportunity to put in, like, 30 lights throughout your house. He said, which you'll never do. He goes, but.
Yeah, you don't want that many.
He goes, once it's wired, then I can just come out and add things here and there. Like, yeah, that's not a bad option.
It adds up. I don't know what brand. You got to find out what brand he's using. I can tell you if it's going to be expensive or cheap. We'll talk offline about that.
Offline. Maybe during our fertilizer show.
Yeah, the pesticide.
Yeah, the pesticide, baby.
Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week?
Sure.
So this is called a Parka Porter by Goose Island Beer out of Chicago, and it's a it says it's mild caramel sweetness with chocolate notes and a velvety body. Chicago, Illinois. 5.3% alcohol by volume. Nice porter. I'm in the porter spirit this time of year. It's very good. It is velvety. I kind of agree with that. It kind of coats the tongue. A nice, not overcarbonated. You don't. You like my descriptions?
Ah, you just sound like such a yuppie right now.
Such a little snob. It's like when you talk about Grand Floridian.
You see, yeah, Victoria and Albert. Yeah, I'm exactly. Just in the same breath, I'm like, and here I am going to Victoria and Albert's. I never said that I wasn't.
But the beer, it's $1.99 for the beer, and you're calling me a yuppie.
Yeah, you are.
Anything else you want to add, or should we go to our first break here?
We'll go to our first break, Jürgen. All right, back from break. This is episode number 251 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro De Las Podcast. Mr. Klinsman is joining me up in Wesley. I have something I need to post to on social media.
Okay, what's up?
I was watching the news yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and they're predicting a massive solar vortex for New England.
What? I don't know what that means.
Oh, you don't know what? Yeah, see, because you didn't live in Minnesota.
Are you polar saying? Polar. I thought you said solar vortex.
No, polar vortex.
Ugh.
And they said it could be around like the end of the year into the first half of the year, into the first of the year.
We had that a few years ago where it was like -3. Like yeah, 3 days in a row.
They said this could be one of the worst polar vortexes seen up there.
Bew.
And I hope it comes when you're not in Florida. I hope you. I want you to experience it.
Why? I experienced it a couple
years ago.
I
don't care. I want you to experience
it. You want me to always be miserable, don't you?
Yes. I enjoy it.
It's not nice.
I know.
It's Christmas time, and you're wishing misery. It's supposed to be 62 on Friday, and you're telling me it's going to be like 0 degrees on a week from Friday?
Yeah, that's how it is up there. You know that.
Oh, it's miserable.
Big, big ranges.
First day of winter.
Oh, it's supposed to be... supposed to be like 73 Christmas Eve, because that's when we're going into the hot tub.
Ooh.
And then 75 Christmas Day, and then like 81 the rest of the week.
Oh, I'm coming
into
down.
New Year's.
I can still come down. I got the week off. I might still just drive down.
Ah, yeah, bring the girls.
I'll just leave them at home. I'll just put I'll put them in front of the TV.
You know, it'd be even better if you did a Dear John note, like you didn't even discuss it.
Just left.
Yeah, you just
drop the kids off at the in-laws.
Dear John.
Text Sarah, say, hey, just pick the girls up there at your mom's.
By the time you read this line,
you've seen Dumb and Dumber, right?
Yes.
He says, oh, she left me a John Deere note instead of a Dear John note.
Yes, yeah,
John
I did.
Deere. All right, this week, because Christmas is just around the corner, this episode comes out a couple days before Christmas. We know that all our listeners out there are last-minute shoppers, and they want to find something to get us
right.
For Christmas because of all the quality content we've brought them these last almost 5 years. And, you know, we're going to make our Disney Christmas list. And what we decided was, instead of just saying, here's some stuff we want, we broke it up into categories. So the first category is merchandise. So it can mm-hmm. be a collectible, a piece of art, something, you know, physical. Mm-hmm. From Disney that you've seen or that you've seen online that you would really like to add to your collection. Then we have a wearable, which mm-hmm. obviously that's pretty self-explanatory, a hat, jacket, shirt, anything like that. The third one is a reservation or a night on the town, basically which restaurant do you want a gift card and a reservation to. We have an experience, so you could be, you know, a round of golf, it could be doing parasailing, it could be a backstage tour, something like that. And the last one, this is the big one, so the Willings, if you're listening, the travel. So if you want to get us like a plane ticket to Tokyo and a pass to Tokyo Disneyland or something like that. So we'll see what the what our choices are here, but at least you'll have some ideas for stocking
stuffers. I'm glad you mentioned the Willings, because they're high rollers. Doug's like mm-hmm. in management now. He wears a shirt and tie.
Oh, does he?
Oh, yeah, and he's traveling all the time. I mean, he's making, I think, $750 now. I think with bonuses, it's up to close to $1 million, but I think his base is $750, so.
And they're racking up the miles, too, so you could just gift us the miles for the flight, and then they could just use his Christmas bonus money to send us somewhere.
Exactly, yeah.
And then the Jelly of the Month Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift that keeps giving the whole year long. All right, do you want to start off, or you want me to start off on
our list?
All right, so the first category is merchandise, and I'm starting small. I didn't shoot for the moon on this one. There's something that I've wanted probably the last 3 or 4 years, and every time I go into this hotel lobby, I see it and I almost pull the trigger, but there's a little voice in the back of my head saying you don't need it, it's not worth it, you don't need to take it back. But it's probably like $40. It's the
hotel lobby.
Oh yes, sir.
I'm
Wilderness Lodge. Wilderness Lodge. You go into their gift shop, and they have the, you know, in the lobby, they have the giant totems with Mickey and everything all the way up?
Mm-hmm.
They have a little totem statue.
Yep, I've seen it.
In the lobby, and I really want that for my desk.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm with you. I've had my eye on that for a while.
So that's my pick for my merchandise gift. I love that thing. And like I said, it's probably like $35-40, and, you know, I've just talked myself out of it every time, but that's something that I've wanted for a while. Yeah,
that's a good one.
I'm glad you know exactly what I'm talking about, because it's...
Oh, yeah. It's right in, as soon as you walk in, like right where the...
On that table with all the...
Where the shirts are.
Exactly.
The shirts are in the background at mm-hmm. the Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, and they have like a back scratcher, I think, that's like that too, and things like that.
And then they have like the little photo for like $39 that mm-hmm. you can frame.
Yep.
It already comes matted. Yep, I look at it every time I go in there as well.
I love that. I mean, you know, and it's my another one that's
always
Wilderness.
It's always been on my list mm-hmm. too, and I'm the same way. And it's not.
Like,
I'm
what
just
are you
like,
do?
Do I want to spend $40
on your desk?
It?
I mean, obviously, It's really cool, yeah.
Yeah, but it's so cool, like, isn't it?
All right, what did you pick for your merchandise?
Well, mine isn't going to be quite as inexpensive as yours.
That's all right.
I want a custom print from that Karen Aruda, who I fell in love with her work at the Disney Gallery. She does the 3D work.
Oh, right. We talked about that a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Okay, well, some of the stuff that he was showing me was around $6,000. What I want to do is I want to double that. I want to put that over your Gina's bed.
Oh, in the spare room,
in that
room,
big spot over the bed. I've got empty wall. And I'm thinking this could be in the $10,000 to $12,000 neighborhood.
You want to, like, commission something, basically.
Yeah, I want to commission. I want to do my favorite characters. I want to do Donald, Daisy, Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Oh, nice.
And I want to have them, like, hanging out at the pool at the Grand Floridian.
Oh, that's cool. They could be wearing, like, the old school swimsuits.
Yeah, the old, like, 1930s swimsuits.
Yeah, I like
Daisy
that.
Daisy would have, like, the little hat on and... Mm-hmm. And the nephews would be splashing in the splash pad, and you see the Boca Chica in the background. I think 12,000 is kind of a good deal for something like that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm guessing it would be closer to the 15 to 18 range for a full commission, depending on
okay,
the size.
Okay, yeah, even so, big deal.
Yeah, true. At this point, you're just, you know, small change. The difference between 12 and 18, I mean, we might as well just go for it, right?
Why not? I mean, I'm sure she autographs it.
Oh, that's true. Here's a trivia question for you that you will not know the answer to.
Okay.
So you obviously know Donald's nephew's name, Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Daisy has three little-known nieces. Do you know their names?
No, but I think I did at one point.
It's April, May, and June.
Nah, that doesn't ring a bell. I'm sorry. Yeah. Nope.
All right. Well, there's a little piece of little trivia for you. How's that?
That's good work.
You get a little bit of everything with the Por Favor podcast.
You do.
A little bit of everything. All right, so we'll move
Keyword
on.
Keyword being little.
Very little, yeah. Should we move on to my wearable? Are you giggling right now?
No, I'm good. I just stopped giggling.
All right, so when we played golf in October, we were hanging out at the pro shop in the Palma Magnolia looking around, and there was these T-shirts. They were like the athletic, like the Under Armour material T-shirts. Do you remember seeing those?
No, I don't.
So they were on like the far wall... they were in the middle, facing the far wall.
You must be talking about the Palm Magnolia, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because they had the bigger pro
shop. So when you walk in from the parking lot, if you went all the way to the left, and there was a little rack there, and they had these T-shirts, like the sports, the moisture-wicking material.
Yep.
And on the front, it just said Walt Disney World Golf, and on the back, there was like a map of the three golf courses and where they were on property. And it had like little pictorials and the logos of all three golf courses. Actually, all four, because I think Oak Trail was on there too.
Really? And it was a T-shirt?
Yeah, like a sports T-shirt. And it wasn't too expensive, but they didn't have my size. They only went up to XL, and I usually am a 2 or a 3.
Because you can't... My biggest pet peeve with Disney is that they don't have those types of T-shirts.
Right. Yeah, they didn't have big size. Because I even asked them... I went up to the desk and I asked if they had any other sizes or if you could order one, and they said no, that's just what they have.
That's an absolute beauty.
Might have been Nike, but you know, it's that material.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, I would definitely. I'd probably get two of the same pair just so I could wear them back to back.
Yeah, and I think it was a nice like light blue color too. It was. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just a plain white shirt either.
You know, for Disney, who does such bland, boring merchandise. Those golf shops have some really nice stuff, don't they?
Yes, they do. And none of it is online. Zero of it.
Of course.
I went into the app. I was looking for golf stuff. Nothing. And then I Googled Disney World Golf Pro Shop merchandise, and it comes to like the Arnold Palmer management webpage.
Yeah.
There's an email address. It's like, if you describe the thing you like, we'll email you and see if we have it. I'm like, what the heck is that?
They are so robust, aren't they?
I was like, you just got some guy's email, like, you know, like Eugene Melnick at ArnoldPalmerGolf.com. It's like, okay.
Yeah, and like this guy really has incentive to help you out.
Yeah, he's a retail manager for Disney Golf. I'm like, all right, forget it. I guess I'm never getting that shirt.
Yeah, I mean, they're
like
they're...
you can't even Google it.
No,
you bought some gorgeous shirts there, though.
Yeah, I got some golf shirts. Yeah.
So I guess I could just narrow it down and say, get me like $100 gift card to the golf shops, and I could get maybe a nice polo and a T-shirt or a hat. But that would be kind of what I would like, because I didn't go crazy. I didn't get a shirt when we were there.
No, you behaved.
Mm-hmm. So what do you got for yours?
I'm getting a monogrammed Grand Floridian bathrobe with the MPH on the front.
I didn't even know that was an option. Or are you commissioning this also?
No. It's downstairs.
Do they have... Now, can you get, like, All-Star Movies monogram bathroom?
No. And it's beautiful because the bathrobes that are in the gift shop are better than the ones that they keep put in the room.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and you can get them monogrammed.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Ah. Little now, Gary Francis Arruda.
Just out of irony, wouldn't you get, like, a Pop Century bathrobe? If it was the same material and you could get it monogrammed, wouldn't that be, like, a great piece to have in your house?
I mean, it would be funny if... I mean, it would be better if it was an All-Stars.
You come out of the hot tub, you get off the co-hook, you put on your All-Star Movies bathrobe.
And it's just gaudy as hell. It's just got a big picture of Goofy, and it says, like, All-Star Sports, and he's got a baseball hat.
It's got all different colors all over
it. Yeah, it's just ugly as hell. Yeah, it's a Cousin Eddie bathrobe.
Yes, exactly.
When he's flushing the mud down the sewer, smoking a cigar.
That would be you, yeah.
He's wearing the All-Star Sports monogrammed.
That would be fantastic.
I bet Eddie stays there, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. Well, I don't know. They might be Fort Wilderness, the camper, you know?
I could see him having the Arruda hot dog. They don't have hot dogs like this in Arizona.
Oh, boy. And they live in Las Vegas?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because of the... yeah, they lived in the desert because when they went out there for the Vegas vacation.
Or whatever, yeah. Now, what do those things run?
They're not bad. They're like $100.
That's kind of a lot for a bathrobe, but I mean, if it's nice, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Kristen said it's really nice material. Like she told me the material. She said it wasn't bad for the price. It wasn't bad
for what it is.
Right.
Yeah. I gotcha. All right. So should we move on to the reservation?
Mm-hmm.
So I went a little outside.
I'm excited about this too.
Yeah. Again, I didn't go crazy. Like I didn't say, oh, I want to do Victoria and Albert's, although I do, but. This one is a more realistic one, and this is something that I don't know when I'll have the chance to go because it's not necessarily one that I think, like, with the young girls I'd want to go, but I mentioned it to you the other day when you were asking me for options, and it's Tiffin's. I'm dying to try Tiffin's. I've heard really good things about it.
Mm-hmm. So have I.
You know, I love Animal Kingdom, love the Nomad Lounge, so as a caveat, I need to go to the Nomad Lounge for at least an hour first, sit out on that porch, have a cocktail, maybe an appetizer there, move into the restaurant, have the full meal, and have a nice full experience there. You know, they'll walk around the park a little bit afterwards and head out, you know, watch the rivers of light.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
So that's the one I picked. So I thought Tiffin's would be a good choice. Something I haven't done, something I kind of want to do, but it's not going to be on my short list anytime soon just based on, you know, travel party and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what about you? Where'd you go? You've been everywhere.
I've been everywhere, Bill, and there's one steakhouse that I'm dying to go to.
Okay.
And you know where it's located?
I believe I do.
And it's on Kristen's list because she was like, yeah, I do want to do Narcoossee's, even though we've been there 10 times because it just makes sense to go there, maybe have a drink, have dinner, and then watch the band and not have to drive around, take monorails around, this and that.
Right.
She said, but I really, really want to go to Yachtsman. However...
Oh.
That's not where I want my reservation.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I want to go check out a place, and every time I look at the menu, I say, that looks really good. Doesn't blow me away like a nice 16-ounce porterhouse, but it's Monsieur Paul.
Oh, okay.
Because Kristen loves that pavilion. She loves French food, and it looks like an amazing restaurant. It's got some really cool, unique items.
Well, I'll report back in about a month.
Okay.
Because the good doc and I are going there. Yep. Just the two of us on our January trip.
I might just poach, see what your reservation is, and just book a separate one. And maybe we'll be seated like two
right next
two
to
down
each other.
Yeah, there you go. Whoa, this is coincidental.
Oh, cheers.
Have you looked at the menu?
Yeah, it changes a lot, but it changes
all the time, right?
So I did look, but I was like, I don't know why I'm looking because it's not going to be really close. But I mean, their signature dish is that like potato scale rainbow trout or something like that, whatever it is. Which looks really nice, but I mean, everything sounds pretty fantastic on that menu.
I'm sure they've got braised short ribs.
Yeah, it's a lot of rich food that you would expect at a French restaurant, but it's not like...
Now, the menu is a prefix, correct?
It's both. There's options. You can have a prefix, but you can just order a la carte as well.
Okay.
But the prefix deal, I believe, I don't remember, I think it was like $85. It's not that bad.
No, it's not too bad.
But the only thing with the prefix is the appetizers didn't really knock me off, you know, knocked me away.
Like I said, the menu doesn't blow me away, and that's probably why I haven't been there yet, because there's just so many places I want to go, and there's so many places that I want to go to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times.
Now, the thing is, for you, this should be right up your alley, because this is way, way, way under the radar, the anti-cheerleader joint.
Yes, it is. So nobody talks about this place.
So in your book, this could be the best restaurant just based on the lack of chatter about it.
And I ate there when I was a kid, when I went with my parents. It wasn't Montiapolo.
Yeah, it was different ownership and everything. Yeah,
yeah, but it was really good, too. Mm-hmm. It was really good. It's beautiful up there, as you can probably imagine.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I can't wait to go up there just to check it out. That should be great. That's a good choice. I like that.
Good.
Now, I thought, to be honest, because I know you weren't going to pick Victoria and Albert's because you had just been there, as much as you probably would actually want that.
Right.
I really thought, before you said anything, you were going to pick Kappa.
Oh, I you know what? I didn't even think of Kappa. Yeah.
You've been like really drooling over that for a while.
Yeah, when Tim Tracker did his video, too.
That was a good video. We even talked to him about it. We were jelly, like, you have any leftovers? It was like a week after that, too.
Yeah, it was. Like, is there anything stuck in your beard? You see me using my fingernails trying to get...
That's messed up.
That's stupid, isn't it?
Very much so. All right, on to the experience portion of our wish list here.
Now, this I had a lot of fun. It was, like I said, it's been lousy here. You put on the lights at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I had a tea, and I was on the website saying, what do I want to do? What do I want to do?
What tour, yeah. You so know? I went with the kind of the obvious choice, and I went all out. I went with the Backstage Magic Tour, the 7-hour tour. It's over. I think it's at 3 different parks. It's like $300 per person. You get there first thing in the morning. They give you some food. You know, I didn't even, like, see the full description. There's so much in there. But if I'm going to do a tour, I want to do, like, the granddaddy of. I don't want to start with, like, a 2-hour tour. I want to start with the big one, you know? Give me the full shebang and let me go from there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I went with that one. I thought that's one I've always wanted to do anyway.
I would love to do that one.
I mean, that's perfect for a local, isn't it? Because yes. You don't really care. 7 hours, you know, if you're on vacation, if you go once every 2-3 years,
you don't want to soak a day doing a tour. No, probably.
Well,
not
only the day, the cost.
Right.
So you're already paying, you know, for your park ticket. If you're not an annual pass holder, you're paying basically $80 to $100 for that park day, and then you're going to add another $300 on top, which I'm sure the value is there, but you know, weighed against your vacation hours, maybe it's not. But as a local. Mm-hmm. Or someone who goes all the time, these tours are perfect.
No, they are.
So that's the one that made the cut for me.
That's a good
one. What'd you come up with?
I was combing through, and then it was bingo. I'm like, mm-hmm. I've been wanting to do this for years, and it's a Wild Africa trek at Animal Kingdom.
I've heard nothing but good things about that.
Yep, it's a 3-hour walking tour. I guess the price range is between $190 and $250, which isn't too bad.
Right.
Food included, but yep. I've heard nothing but good about this.
Yeah, sometimes you'll be on the safari and you see the people like climbing on the rope bridge above
the rope alligators and stuff.
Like that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah, that looks like that would be a lot of fun. That's a good one.
And I love animals and I love zoos and that's I love like you Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And the safari is just so cool because it's nothing like a zoo.
No,
I mean nothing. It is so. Cool.
Right.
And it's one of those that I could go on, like, as soon as I get off, I could go back on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, you know, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah, it's always different. And it's just a good way to relax for 20, 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I do. I love that.
And it's great because it's good for everybody in your group. It's not a thrill ride, mm-hmm. so no one's going to be scared. Little kids love looking mm-hmm. at the animals. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves seeing the exotic animals that you don't get to see all the time, you know?
Your dad can shut his eyes for 20 minutes.
Yeah, if he so chooses, of course.
Have his arms crossed and take a nap.
Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing I have to say, and I was tempted to kind of be a weasel for this one and say my experience was like a chef's table, not Victoria and Albert's, because there's a couple others, I think, where you could do like
sure,
a chef's table.
Yep.
But they need to have a food tour, like 100% rush behind the scene. We talked about it jokingly a couple weeks ago about mm-hmm. like the Yachtsman. But if there was a World Showcase, like, foods around the world tour, sign me up in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
You go to each pavilion, you go into, like, the sit-down or the quick serve, you get a quick talk by the head chef or somebody that works in there, they let you sample something.
Well,
Well, even, how much would you pay for something like that? I mean, I'd pay $150 for that.
You go even logistically, countries. If that didn't work, you could go into the old pavilion where they, you know, during Food and Wine.
Oh, right.
Not the Horizon. Not the Horizons, and then
no, the Wonders of Life.
Wonders of Life, yeah, Wonders of Life, where they have all the exhibits set up.
Right.
So you could like, you know, they have tons of booths, so you could just do a rotate.
Right. Although I think they're doing something with that right now, so it's been closed off. But I get your point.
Yeah.
I get your point.
Then it's just all centrally located in that one area.
Right. You but know, like, how cool would that be, like, going around Epcot, like, Round World Showcase behind the scenes and going in? Even if maybe it's just three or four restaurants. You go into, like, you know, Le Cellier, Chef de France. You go into Beer Garden and the one in Mexico, those four restaurants. Mm-hmm. And you get a little talk. You get to see how stuff's done. You talk about the authenticity of the food, things like that.
Yep.
Like, try some. Not, like, full meal, just little samples.
Yeah, like,
of
little
things.
Finger foods.
That would be fantastic. And even if you want to do it, you could even do drinks, too.
Mm-hmm.
Get a beer or cocktail from each country. So, four drinks, some food. You learn a little bit. Four-hour tour. You could charge $200
for that. Learn about the influence, like why they cook the way they do and why they use those ingredients, what's local. It would be really interesting.
I guarantee that thing would be a huge success. Maybe logistically it's a nightmare, and maybe insurance-wise they can't bring a bunch of schlubs into the kitchens of restaurants, but they could have something set up outside of the kitchen for a tour like that, I'm sure.
Easily.
I'm just surprised they don't have something like that already. I know they do some, like, with Food and Wine, they have some experiences, but it's all based on, like, seeing talks, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
But I want to get down in the nitty-gritty of it. I'd really love that. So make it happen, Disney. You'll take my money, no doubt about it. All right, so now for travel. This is the big one.
I'm excited about this one.
So there's a lot of options. Like, you think, okay, we'll go to Disneyland, which would be great. I wouldn't complain about that. But you think about the options you have. There's the Hilton Head. There's Aulani. There's Disneyland. There's Tokyo. There's Paris. There's Shanghai. There's Beijing. You know, the list goes on and on and on. And then you have, you know, Sailing the Seven Seas, the cruise line, and that's exactly where I went. I want to take a cruise.
Really? Really?
Oh, yeah. Because just think about the way we do things, Bill. Cruises are made for us. All the food, it's all built around food, drink, and hanging out at a pool.
I didn't think that this would be on your list.
Oh, yeah. I would have been on a cruise, except Sarah gets so seasick that she won't even consider going on one.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be on the docket anytime soon. But that's something I'd really like to do. And obviously the Disney cruises are, you know, second to none.
How long has this been on your radar?
I've always wanted to do a cruise. I like the idea of it, of obviously the food thing and the drinks, although I know they're not included with the Disney cruises, but still, you know, there's, you know, all the bars and the shows and the food and the different ports of call, and you can just hang out at the pool on the ship and everything like that. Sounds like a pretty fantastic way to relax and spend a week to 10 days, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm not a cruise guy, and I've never been on one, and I'm going to have to go on one because she's dying. She's been on two for work.
Well, here you go. How about we'll make a deal? Susie and I will go on the cruise since you and Sarah don't care to go on
that. I'm fine with that.
Everyone will be happy.
That's fine. You
know? We're all making compromises. That's what it's all about.
I mean, if I do go on one, I'm going to go on a Disney cruise. And like people said, if you're not sure, just start off with a 3 or 4 day.
Right. That's the beautiful thing, being where you are. You could just drive over there, take a 3-4 day cruise, and just be done with it. Now, what I want to do, the one I would pick, which is kind of, you know, it's kind of strange, but I want to do the Alaska one. That's the one I'd like to do. Not like in November, obviously, like July or August. Yeah.
My mom went on an Alaskan cruise, and she was the same as me. Disney, Disney, Disney. I don't want to do anything else. She went on an Alaskan cruise with her girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
She said it was amazing.
Yeah, I've heard
said
that's
it was
an amazing cruise.
Amazing.
They said like bald eagles fly around Alaska like seagulls do.
I'm kind of with you because like I live in Florida, so I don't need to go to Jamaica or, you know, Barbados or wherever the heck they go.
I have no desire to go to any of those. Like if I was on a Caribbean cruise, I probably wouldn't get off the boat.
No, see, I would, because I heard the beaches are gorgeous.
Yeah, but I don't care about beaches. Like, I'd rather just hang out at the pool. Like, I'd go to the Disney Island, the Castaway Key.
Castaway Key, yeah.
Because that's supposed to be good, but, yeah. I mean, if I, any choice, I'd do the Alaskan cruise.
Yeah, so I'm with you. I would, now that I could get on board with.
Mm-hmm. So what did you go with? I'm interested to hear this.
I'm like, looking at all these options, we actually did a YouTube on Alani the other night. And
okay.
You want to talk about how expensive that place is?
Oh, I don't even want to think about it.
Kristen said, would you go here? I said, well, it's Disney and this and that. And I said, I have no desire to go to Hawaii because I have, like I said, all that stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched a YouTube, and it looked amazing. And they were talking about the pricing. And I said, well, that's watch the end list. Of the video. Yeah. But yeah, that's off the list. I mean, big bucks.
Oh,
It's unbelievable, though. Have you looked at pictures of that place?
I've seen not a whole lot. I haven't watched, like, YouTubes, but I know it's, like, out of
I mean, you
world.
Walk out the lobby and you're on the beach.
Right.
I mean, it's stupid. So, you know, I looked at that. I looked at different, you know, I told you how France is banned.
Right.
And the only way to get me there would be to go to Paris.
Yep. Disneyland. Paris. Disneyland.
Yep. But what's really been intriguing me ever since I started working with Cha is that culture.
Okay.
And I want to go to China. I want to go to China, Bill. I've been, you know, the movie in the
pavilion's working on you, huh?
It's been working on me, and I'm like, you know, I got to get out of my comfort zone. Like, I've always said if I go somewhere, I want to go where I'm from, Ireland or England. I'm like, that's way outside my comfort zone, and I'd like to do, because you could kill two of them, Hong Kong and Shanghai.
Right.
And I think that would be fun.
That's true, because you could be out of your comfort zone and stay in the bubble. Like, it's not like you have to go into the city or anything. I mean, you could, obviously, but you could just keep it parks.
Would you ever want to go overseas to a Disney?
I've been dying to go to Tokyo Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. And that was a close number, too, because I would love to go to Tokyo. You know, Tokyo being a very westernized city.
The Tokyo Disney Sea Park
looks
amazing. Like, some of the stuff they did. I mean, the theming at those places is just out of this world. The scope of everything.
Even Shanghai. Shanghai looks
amazing.
Yeah,
I mean, all of them. Yeah. The thing is, and I guess, and I don't know with the Tokyo one, but I guess the Shanghai one was all outside money, and they just, like, basically hired Disney to build it. So there was, like, limitless budget.
Interesting.
I'm not, yeah, I'd have to look at, because something like that. I'll have to look into it. But that's, so you're picking the China trip. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. When you talk about expensive, though.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I can't even imagine. Didn't, what's his name from the Diz just go to China? Or was he in Tokyo?
I don't know. Who was it?
I think Pete went.
Oh, Pete went?
Out to one of those. It was either Tokyo or Shanghai. I don't remember now.
Okay. No, I don't. I didn't listen to that one.
I haven't listened to them in a while. I know he was going, like, right after Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
So, we'll see. Be interesting to hear, because he's miserable, so, you know, he'll have a lot to say about it.
Oh, how bad the food was.
Yeah, everything. Oh, they don't have, what's he just eats, like, meat with no bread and not yeah, he's on, like, one of those weird diets too.
Yeah, he doesn't eat fish. I've been listening to his top fives. Right. He's hilarious.
No,
so.
He's funny.
Oh my god, they're all hilarious. I love that show.
Yeah, they're miserable.
They're so miserable.
Miserable. Like, they're the ones, like, when people say, "Why do you like Disney if you act this way?" They're like the poster boys for that. It's like they talk about it. It's like, "Why do you make this your life if it's that, like, if you hate it that much?" It's not like they're critical.
No.
They're just miserable.
Yeah.
Like, being critical is one thing. Like, they're like the total opposite of Lou. Like, everything Disney touches is gold, according to Lou. But everything Disney does is wrong, according to those guys.
It's true. That's
unless it's like California Grill. That's the only thing they like.
Yeah, I was listening to his top five, their top five two credits.
Yeah.
And then their top five, like, worst two credits.
Right.
He does. He loves California. But yeah, he loves Geico, too.
Oh, yeah.
Geico, he loves Geico.
That's it. I don't have anything else. You want to go to the second break?
Yeah, sure. Let's go to our second break. Mr. Klinsman. All right, we're back from break. Episode number 251 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los podcast is officially in the books.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we got our Christmas list. I expect to see things arriving at the mansion any day now from our lists. And, so it should be good. We have some good episodes coming up. We're at the end of the year. We're trying to do a little bit of planning because we have my trips coming up and we have a few things. So we definitely have some good shows coming up. I know you wanted to do our annual resolution show, so that'd probably be maybe next week, right?
Probably.
Because that's the end of the year. And then we have a couple episodes with Por Favor Mike in Michigan. He's going to come on. He was just down for a week right after Thanksgiving, so we'll talk to him about that. He's going to be on a couple shows with us, and then we have a few other things. You wanted to talk about ways to save money on at Disney. We're going to do, we could do our trip preview for the big family trip in January. So there's a lot of things in the pipeline for January and February, and then, you know, middle of February is our 5-year anniversary too.
Yep.
So a lot of good things coming in the future for the Por Favor Industries.
Did I tell you what that weasel did today?
Who?
Por Favor Mike.
What?
So Kristen yells out, she's like, she's doing Christmas cards. She's like, you want to send some Christmas cards to like Schaefer and like maybe Joe Regano? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, all right, just get me their addresses.
Mm-hmm.
So I text my old boss, Todd, and he texts me back with his address. Joey sends me his. Schaefer, here you go. What's your address? The old token, you know?
Yeah.
The old token. Let me send you a card, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ever get the one like a week after Christmas because you sent somebody a card and they're like, oh, I never sent him one.
I think they call that the B-list.
Yeah, you get the one the week after Christmas.
You only get the card if you send them one.
That's
the B-list, yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, because he texted me for my address, so it must have been after you asked him his. He's like, oh, I've
was it today?
A year ago, too. Yeah, it
was today. Yeah. We're B-listers, aren't
well,
we?
Well, no, because I did the same thing. I turned around and I was like, oh, what's yours?
Oh, you did that. Jeez, you guys are terrible.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Not send him a card? I assume that's why he asked for my address.
Of course.
So just not send him?
I initiated this, said, you're a good friend of mine. Then he said, oh, crap, so are you and so is Gary.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how this thing all went down.
And now I'm the one who looks like a jerk.
And now you're the worst.
I'm the worst.
I'm the guy who stepped up, and you're the worst.
You know, speaking of, I was gonna ask you for Regano's address offline.
Yeah, I can send you that.
I might send him one. He'll be like, "Who's this? Who's this card from?
Who the hell are these guys? I don't know anybody in Long Island.
Rudas? I don't know Rudas. Throw it away. It's not like my mug's on there. He's not gonna know.
I think he knows the name.
I'm sure. I'm kidding. Yeah.
Hey, so I got to run one thing by you before.
And then I'll get his Christmas card like January 13th. His will come back. That's the C-list. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's definitely, that's a C, yeah.
What's up?
All right, so I'm doing Christmas Eve this year, and my cousin and his girlfriend are coming over.
Yeah.
So I asked him, is there anything you don't like, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, just keep in mind I'm doing ribeyes and lobster tails for Christmas.
So what he's kind of, telling you that.
Yeah, so what kind of a spread should I do for Christmas Eve?
Now, are you going to their house for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm going to his house for Christmas, yep.
Okay, so you don't want to double up,
correct,
obviously.
Right.
I think you got to do, like the seven fishes kind of theme.
He's not a huge fish guy, though. He likes some shellfish, but he's not a...
All right.
Because I was thinking maybe doing my, like a nice gravy. Mm-hmm. I did that a couple years ago. He loves a gravy.
By gravy, you mean like the Rhode Island version of gravy pasta sauce, marinara, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Some nice meatballs, Italian sausage, pepperoni, maybe some ziti. And
then she wants
to do the pasta, the seafood pasta dish that she saw on the Twin Oaks YouTube video.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good one.
You think that would be a good combo?
Yeah, pasta? Yeah, of course.
Two different types of pasta. You got some meatballs, and then you also have some seafood.
The only thing is that's heavy stuff if you want to do some swimming afterwards. That's not conducive to like getting in the hot tub after you've just eaten like a pound and a half of spaghetti.
Yeah, that's true.
So that would be my only concern.
Okay.
But you could always, I mean, I like to like a ham or something. Like I like Christmas ham.
Yeah, see, Kristen doesn't like ham. She can eat it, but she doesn't like
it. Not a fan. Yeah, if you're only like having ham. A couple people, you'd want to get something everyone likes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, I mean, pasta is the best way to go because that's a good like... Nice home style. Like you're not just throwing in a can of ragu,
right? I'm gonna start it the night before and just let it cook all day.
Yeah, do it up, do it the right way, and that's the way to do it. Definitely, get some nice garlic bread, some good crusty bread to soak up the gravy.
I gotta get sewer. I gotta get the recipe from your mom too for the stuffed mushrooms.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that'd be a nice touch.
Stuffed mushrooms, and then you know what else you do? You make like a little cheese plate, like cheese and olives kind of thing.
Yeah, we can do that. I could also make like a little Caesar salad.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different things. You know, I'm in charge. So like, Kristen's like, "Well, I'm gonna do this." I go, "You're not doing anything. This is my day."
Yeah,
she's like, "Fine, don't ask me for any help." So I think I lost my sous chef.
Yeah, you're in big trouble now.
Yeah, now I got to do everything.
You put your foot in it, yeah.
I'm going to say, hey, can you help me? Hey, you told me not to help. You didn't want any help.
She'll be sitting out in the hot tub with a blueberry martini. You're on your own, Bill.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with that? You can probably get the music. I got those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Jingle bells. All right. You got anything else or you want to wrap it up?
We can wrap it up. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Search for us at Pour for War Podcast. You can email the show, info@pourforwarpodcast.com. You can email me, Mike@pourforwarpodcast.com. Our social media, Facebook and Twitter, is Pour for War Podcast. Mr. Klinsman.
You can find me at, Gary@pourforwarpodcast.com. And then our YouTube channel is youtube.com/pourforwarpodcast.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode number 251 of the Pour for War Montaigne Gasse. Alejandro de las Podcast from my cousin up in Westerly, Rhode Island. I am Dr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida, and we'll talk to you next week. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.